This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, absolutely. We've given him, you know, all the freedom. So if he sees something and he's got the green light to do whatever he needs to do to get us into a good play, we're not going to take that from him.
That's Matt LaFleur, head coach of your Green Bay Packers, going to talk Packers football with Mike Clemens here in just 1 second. But first, guys, I want to tell you about going all natural and drinking in the Boff this football season. Do it with Bowfording Beer, 100% natural, made with three all natural ingredients, the freshest spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors, just beer made with a commitment to quality. That's the best kind of beer. And you'll notice that difference when you're drinking the crisp Pilsner, which is available in cans, the smooth triple ale, which you're going to need an Uber for if you're knocking back a couple of those, at 8% alcohol by volume, the perfectly balanced Brune at 7.2. Bowfording's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality give all of its brews a full flavor with a crisp, clean finish you can drink in the Boff. Guys, right now at places like Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad Sport Club, or if you're on your way to cheer on the Brew Crew this year, go drink in the Boff with our friends over at the Fourth Base and have one before and let me know at Bill Schmidt Radio when you're drinking in the Boff this year. And go all natural with Bowfording Beer. Bowfording, 100% and Milwaukee's choice for the football season. Mike Clemens in studio, our green and gold football reporter, joining us right now here in studio. Mike, we're 2 days away, Packers and Bears. And Matt LaFleur seems that he is at his wit's end with the audible questions.
Let me explain something about this offense that I think people are completely missing the boat on.
Mm-hmm.
This offense, the develop under Mike and Kyle Shanahan, used with the Redskins, Sean McVay takes to the Rams, Kyle is using in San Francisco after a successful run with the Atlanta Falcons. This is when, you know, good coaches come up with game plans and offensive schemes that fit the talents of the players they've got on the roster and have to attack defenses and maximize the, you know, the leniency or the advantage of the rules on the field that they have for the offense in today's game. So this means, all right, we've got an average offensive line, and this is what they were saying two or three teams ago. We've got some speedy guys. We can keep gathering speedy guys. Let's use misdirection to our advantage to beat out these high-priced defensive linemen and linebackers. And you know what that does? That buys the quarterback time. Because the quarterback's not... This was not designed for Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers made his career doing what? Coming to the line, going with McCarthy's look for the best matchup. Aaron Rodgers looks at these defensive backs and can pretty much predict what they're going to have for dinner tomorrow night,
mm-hmm,
besides tonight. You know, what they're trying to disguise,
mm-hmm,
then throw a laser back shoulder throw to Jordy Nelson. These RG3, Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Last year, you're playing the 49ers, and this backup, C.J. Beathard, after Garoppolo goes down, he's running the offense and doing these triple fakes and then buying time, and then he just lob it to the primary receiver. He didn't have to go through three or four progressions. The misdirection buys the quarterback time. He doesn't have to think. He just has to execute and fake in the backfield and buy time for the quarterback.
I love you. I do.
And Aaron Rodgers is standing at the sidelines, yeah, and a guy told me that was on the sidelines with him. Aaron's folding his arms and saying, that'd be fun to run. Now, this is 6 weeks before McCarthy gets axed.
And this is, mm-hmm, nice. I mean, God love you. I mean, you should go talk for LaFleur about this stuff about Rodgers, because you did a good sales job, and I do appreciate it. And mind you, I am the one who thinks Rodgers can be an MVP this year and be 13-3. But if anybody really believes that guy is going to go out there and play no-think football and just do it that simple, you're all wrong.
So that takes us to this week, and the question comes up again about, well, you know, this is, you guys keep talking about how unscouted this is going to be. You got Chuck Pagano, new defensive coordinator. You got eight or nine new players on the Green Bay Packers. You've got Matt LaFleur and a brand new offense. Talk about unscouted looks. Nobody on nobody anywhere in the stadium knows what's going on in the first or second quarter because these guys did not play their starters in the preseason. They have not shown their hands.
Disagree with that,
so,
too.
So this would be
100%, Mike.
This was where the question came up yesterday to LaFleur and saying, so with all this and scouted stuff, then if Rodgers comes to the line and you've called a play that's going to go right into some buzzsaw that some exotic look that Pagano's got lined up, then is Aaron going to call an audible? Sure, yeah, we'll give him the green light. No
but will
problem.
He audible to McCarthy's play like he did in Family Night, or will he audible it to one of LaFleur's plays?
See, and again,
just wondered,
you know,
which one.
What happened was that McCarthy let Rodgers do whatever he wanted to do. It got out of control.
Doesn't sound
McCarthy,
like it's any
McCarthy
different.
Didn't bring in young coaches like a Sean McVay 3 or 4 years ago, like a Matt LaFleur as an offensive coordinator. He just kept it tight, you know, with close circle, guys that he could trust, guys that have been there 10, 12 years. And, you know, you look at Andy Reid's coaching tree, and now they're head coaches all around the league, and Bill Belichick, and what's Mike McCarthy's
Belichick's
coaching tree after 13 years? Yeah, that's right.
They haven't really done anything.
No, they haven't. But I'm just talking about guys that you know, teams go after these guys.
Right, but my point in this Rodgers thing is, Mike, is, listen, I think this offense can be very good. But my fear is, the fear like a lot of people have is, normally with Aaron, if you give him a little, he's going to pull as much as he can get until you stop him. And what I want to see is, I want to see if he pushes on LaFleur a little bit. I want to see if LaFleur is going to push back, or if LaFleur is just going to let him continue to push on him because he's Aaron Rodgers and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. LaFleur's never had to deal with this.
Bill, have you got the clip from today's press conference?
I do have that clip.
Okay, so today, LaFleur was asked. Yesterday was like the last question the press conference was over with. Like, and LaFleur walks out saying, "Oh yeah, we give him the green light. Sure, no problem. Yeah, he's an experienced quarterback, right?" Well, then you know, Twitter was on fire all last night about like, "Well, here we go again." Yeah. You know, he's not going to run the offense. This Matt LaFleur guy is going to lay down, let Rodgers walk all over him. So here's what was brought up then at the start of today's press conference.
I recall talking at the combine, you mentioned that audibles weren't a big part of the offense.
You guys just will not stop with this audible thing. It's unbelievable. What do you guys want me to say?
I find it interesting that it hadn't been a big part of it in the past, but maybe it's going to be now. Is that going to be a big adjustment on your part?
Yeah, I think that we've always had adjustments within our plays. Like, it's just we called it something different. And the fact that I didn't call it an audible, everybody's running wild with it. So it's comical to me. But like I said, I feel good with what we've got in our plan, how we've gotten to this point, and I'm confident that he's got a total command and control of what we're trying to get done.
I'm going to say this.
Comical to me too, Matt.
I'm going
to
say this right now. If 12 and that Thursday night game, audibles to something that McCarthy called, and one of McCarthy's plays.
LaFleur.
No, McCarthy, because that's what he did in Family Night. When he audible to a McCarthy play, then LaFleur said, I had no idea what he just ran. I'm assuming it was a McCarthy play. Yeah. If he does that one, twice, three times, whatever many times, don't say he did it again, Matt LaFleur. Don't say he did it again. If they ask you, oh, yeah, that was a design play, we did it. Do not admit ever again to the media that the man is audibly to the pass coach's offense. Do not do it. I know it's only Family Night, but if he starts doing the regular season and your coach is telling the media, I think that was a McCarthy play.
Because
it's not our playbook. Please, Matt LaFleur, for the love of God, do not admit to the fact that he's audibly to somebody else's playbook. Please.
If that happens, I don't want to be Davante Adams or David Bakhtiari because there'll be 40 people around those guys' locker saying, what the hell went on during that play? What was called during that play?
Everybody's
let me tell you something. So when practice is over, the locker room is for the players. You don't see coaches walking through there. They walk back to their office. They've got their classrooms. They got their office. They get back to their screens. They grab something to eat, but that's their domain. You do not see coaches. No sooner than 5 minutes after LaFleur got off the podium and said that, here he comes into the locker room today with his leg in a scooter, with the Achilles, goes right up to Aaron and leans over and puts his head in his face with the baseball cap on, basically saying, what is with this audible thing?
He knows.
But they had that communication, and I'm telling you, they weren't breaking down practice. They were breaking down about, what did you say something? Now, what is starting this thing up again? And are we on the same page about this situation?
I don't think.
They had a good conversation for about 3-4 minutes like that. I mean, those guys are together, but obviously, you know, it's, well, listen, see, the whole media's been.
Because he's already experienced that he's saying one thing and Rodgers down in the locker room saying another thing. That's crossed him up a couple times already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why probably why he went down.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? Did I miss something?
And obviously the head coach did not mind knowing that we were all standing there watching this.
No, he said, screw it. I'm getting this done now. Mm-hmm. I'm red hot.
So that's where we are right now, kids.
I love that.
It's amazing.
Hey,
it's just amazing.
Hey, we buying t-shirts over here, man.
Aaron Rodgers Revenge Tour.
We buying t-shirts over here. God. He already got Matt LaFleur in his face when he ain't got the Thursday night yet.
So who are these knuckleheads that say the Bears are going to beat him by 20 or something? Does anybody watch tape around
Bears going to be what?
Beat the Packers.
The Bears are going to beat the Packers by 20. They're going to just pound them.
No, they ain't going to be
nope. No chance.
What are the odds makers got, like three and a half or something like that?
Three and a half.
That's about what I
some,
call it.
Some yeah. friends, you can find it at four at
I
certain
got it
places.
At four.
You know, Khalil Mack had a fumble and an interception return and quarterback mm-hmm. sack.
Deshaun Kizer
first half.
Played a quarter and a half.
He had the best first half of any NFL defensive player since 1982. And who? Lawrence Taylor from the Giants.
Hey, how? Yeah.
In that first half last year. And that's after he just arrived in Chicago 5 days before the game. And the opener on Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Aaron comes back in with a fractured tibia, a sprained knee, with 9 minutes left in the third quarter, down 20-0, wins the damn football game. Because of quickness, misdirection, short passes, he goes after those corners, mm-hmm. and then a great play up the middle where, you know, he just dumps it off to Randall Cobb, and the experienced wide receiver feels the open space. It's just him and one safety, Jackson, turns it up, field goal 75 yards, and suddenly you got three touchdowns and a field goal, and you win the damn ball game.
Who's that experienced wide receiver this year?
That game, it's Devontae, but you got, you know, in the second game down in Chicago, the Packers came back and tied that thing up 14-14.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for that fumble.
The player of the game, actually, in the game at Soldier Field in the second half of the season, was Trubisky, because Trubisky is strong, sometimes moves a little too fast, likes to throw these balls about 25 yards downfield, you know, that are flagged, they're, you know, fade routes to the sideline that he can't hit. You know, he's mm-hmm. a strong arm, but he's not that accurate. Mm-hmm. And so in that game, Matt Nagy finally got him to buy into a game plan, like, just take the short ball, take the slants, chip away, and then we'll use misdirection to Tariq Cohen, you know, he'll come out like that and some of the running plays that they had and drag the game out and keep the ball away from the Packers. And they won time of possession and eventually won the football game. And so that's exactly what they're going to do again, trying to keep Aaron Rodgers in this offense off the field and quick striking. So I'm just saying this. Absolutely, the Bears defense is just the physical pounding. It's just that's what this offense is directed for. Not the best offensive line or the biggest, you know, mm-hmm. but if you can get them for 3 seconds and use misdirection and technique, you can get back to the second level and move the chains.
See, this is the thing. Last year when they played this team the first game, you had no idea what Matt Nagy was going to look like. Never been a play caller before. You had literally no clue what he was going to look like coming out on that offense. They had some trick plays. They had all kinds of fun stuff. And you knew that going in, that was going to be a problem to the Packers defense adjusted. In this situation here with this game coming up on Thursday night, you know what Mike Penn's defense looks like. You have it on film. You may have a couple different pieces in different uniforms or whatever. Barry's gone. Clay Matthews gone.
You just don't know what you're going to do with Za'Darius and Preston.
Right. But
or how they're going to use them.
Right. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you got an idea of how that works conceptually on that mm-hmm. side of the football. If from the Packers standpoint, conceptually, you know what Chuck Pagano's defense looks like. He's been in the NFL a long damn time, and he hasn't learned any new tricks. Old dog's an old dog. Yeah. You got an idea what he's going to look like there, and you know who Khalil Mack is. I think it's different when you're that defense against this offense because, as you've said and everybody else has stated, LaFleur has never had anybody like this as a play caller. He had Mariota. And when
and
he was
Blaine
a quarterbacks
Gabbert.
Coach, he had Matt Ryan, right? So Matt Ryan in Atlanta when he was there, but he wasn't calling plays. And you still don't really know about Aaron Jones necessarily because he hasn't been healthy to this point. To me, I think Packers have an advantage on the offensive side of the football because the Bears don't really, really fully understand what this is going to look like.
And
you are not going to run this offense like you did in Tennessee. I just don't think that's
Pagano knew what he
Here's the flip side of that, Steve. The Packers don't know either.
Yeah.
Don't know what. They know everything. They know what Nagy's offense looks like.
No. The Packers don't know what they're doing offensively either.
Oh, wow.
They don't know.
When Chuck Pagano, though.
You do this, you do that, they don't know what they're
doing. When Chuck Pagano arrived in Chicago to take over, you know, Vic's job, he did come in and say, man, with this roster, all I got to do is rush 4 and drop 7. My work is done. I've got so much talent, particularly up front.
Right.
Anybody can do this, man. I can figure this out. Okay, Gary, I got one quick story before break, all right?
Yeah, come on.
It's Bears-Packers week, kids. This is great. You know, every week we do teleconferences with the opposing team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get to talk to the head coach and a player that we pick. Last week, you know, front office from Packers come up to us and says, okay, who you guys want to talk to for Chicago? You know.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. Akeem Hicks. I put that in there because Akeem's actually a pretty good interview. Fun
really
to talk to.
Really is good. Yeah.
Or, you know, we'll take the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. Right. Why not? This is a big game, right?
Okay. Right.
So we were usually we do this later in the day. Practice wasn't going to be till 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, which was our Wednesday, because it's a primetime game, right? I get the phone goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning Sunday. Ding! Hey, it's going to be at noon. Now I'm scrambling, right? Because I got to get from Milwaukee up to Green Bay.
Right.
And we're going to talk to Coach. So we have a good conversation with Matt Nagy, good guy, fun guy, talking to about 20 minutes. That gets done. And it's like, okay, when's the player calling? Yeah, we're not going to have a player. Well, what happened? Well, they, of course, you know, they requested Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers does like 12 or 13 of these every year because reporters in Jacksonville and Buffalo and Miami say, like, whoa, wow, this is my chance to talk to Aaron Rodgers, right? So they request him every week.
For
right?
sure.
Right. So, and Brady, he only does about 5 or 6 a year, tops. He's got that cut off now. But Aaron, he comes in there every Wednesday, and he'll talk to the opposing team's media and all that.
Okay.
So they said, yeah, we called Chicago, and they called us back and said, yeah, we got you Allen Robinson, the wide receiver.
And brutal interview.
Green Bay said, wait a minute. We asked for Mack or Hicks.
Do we give them
or
Rodgers?
Trubisky. We're not going to give you Aaron Rodgers.
If for Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
Right.
What's going on? Well, you know, Mack and Hicks, they're kind of busy, got a meeting, and we can't find Mitch, but we know he's around here somewhere. They said, they hung up, said, forget it.
That's what happens. Gary's kid Rodgers. Leaves the
yes!
Bears PR staff,
it's
and it's
Bears
a mess.
Week. Let's
man.
Go.
It's Bears Week.
That is awesome.
They're already
stuff.
Fighting yeah. like this. Yeah. Don't you love that? Yeah. Don't you? They said, forget it. Click.
Yeah.
They should send him one of those nice bags of like somebody's old dog doo-doo that just sits there right into the box. That would be amazing. Mike, appreciate it, man.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.